楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に左右をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような、思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている、表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体感、気持ちと伝え、進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に、遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、小なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
Present Perfect Simple Glossary. Have you ever? Grammar. Present Perfect Simple. In English, we use the present perfect simple to refer to an action that started in the past and continues in the present.It focuses on the result of an action. The pattern is have or has plus past participle. Example, I have always lived here. Since last summer, I have not put on weight. A few times, markers accompany the present perfect tense, such as not yet, already, just. Examples.He hasn't arrived yet. I have already had lunch. They have just gotten married. We usually use the present perfect simple when we refer to figures, ordinal or cardinal numbers. Example, we have sold 200 concert tickets today. It is the second time I have seen this movie. Gone and been. When you use gone,You explain the reason of someone's absence. Example, Michael is not here. He's gone to New York. When you use been, you refer to someone who came back but was somewhere else at some time in the past. Example, Margaret has been to Africa. Time markers ever and never. Ever. We use ever in questions.To ask if the person experienced something once in their lives. Example, Have you ever been to the United States? Have you ever watched this movie? We use ever in positive statements to mean at any time. It can be used to refer to past, present, and future situations. Example: It is the most beautiful sunset I have ever seen. Never. We use never for negative statements, to refer to an action which never occurred before. Example: I've never met your manager. Never ever. Never ever is used when you want to insist on never. Example: Never ever tell me lies. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Have you ever?
Today, let's play a little game. I have a little quiz with very serious questions you have to answer.
Are you being ironic?
Sarah wants to volunteer. That's perfect. Let's start. Sarah, have you ever been to Africa?
No, I've never been. But I've been to Asia and South America several times.
Have you ever watched the Weather Channel?
I did once, by mistake.
Have you ever pulled an all-nighter?
Of course, for exams and parties as well.
Have you ever dyed your hair blonde?
Never. I mean, totally. I've had streaks in my hair.
Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Oh no, I can't. I'm too self-conscious. I'm bashful about being in states of undress already. I could never do this.
Okay. Have you ever locked your keys in your car or in your house?
Never. It has never happened to me until now.
Have you been lost?
I don't have a very good sense of direction, so it happened quite many times.
Have you ever cheated on an exam?
I did when I was in high school. I was really bad at math. I was just trying to get an average mark.
That's history now, don't worry. Have you ever felt like dying from embarrassment?
I can't tell you, but it happened to me once. One time only, and I can still remember, quite vividly.
Have you ever confessed a crush?
I have twice. During my high school years, I asked my crush out. The first year, he turned me down. I was devastated. But the year after, I asked him out, and we've been going out for almost 6 years now.
Congratulations. Now, here's the last question, not too personal. Sarah, have you ever pretended to speak a language you don't know?
I've done that. It's not something I'm proud of, but I was happy going away with it. I was holidaying overseas with my cousin, and at a private party we met two fellow countrymen who did not speak the language. They were gross, so we acted as if we were from the country we were in. They left us alone because they didn't know the language at all. My cousin complimented me on my gibberish.
Okay, very good. Who's next? Patrick? Here you go. Question number one.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.